Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Wow, it really is check shirt Wednesday here at Radio 1 today.
Isn't it? Cool.
Everyone's wearing them. Good afternoon. We're in such a happy mood. You know why?
Why?
Well, one, because Kesha's coming in at 4:30, which I'm very much looking forward to.
Yeah.
And also, we're having a little celebration because that is the millionth time we've heard that JLS song on Radio 1. And I think someone's going to come in with a cake and a balloon in a minute.
Is that in just in 1 week?
No, over the whole time.
Oh, right, okay.
We've been playing it. So, congratulations to us. Yay. I'd love a JLS cake, would you, Becky?
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine? So, yeah, 1 million times. Right, Lily Allen and
feels
Jamie
more.
T.
Huh? Feels more.
No, no, it's just a million.
All right.
Jamie T, Lily Allen, and Kesha coming in at 4:30.
Podcast.
Thanks to everyone that's texting in saying that Becky's forte is clearly doing a Churchill dog impression when I ask her if she'd like a JLS cake.
I didn't hear it. Did she?
Oh, yes. You did just do that.
Is it wrong? I didn't even know I was doing it.
I didn't even
just came
it.
Out.
Oh, yeah. That was Lily Allen, and who'd have known? Got my special pants on for today's guest.
What?
Pull my trousers down.
I wasn't pulling your trousers down. I was lifting your shirt up to see them. What flavour are they? I mean, what...
What flavour are they?
Style are they?
They're just my black ones.
I can't remember. I vaguely remember your special pants, but I've tried to wipe them from my memory. Why are they special again?
Just because... they're my best pair.
Okay.
One of the only pairs that are any good, I've noticed, in my pant drawer when I was going through it.
Oh,
today.
Really?
Yeah. They've all seen better days.
Have they? Well.
Now, I did buy two pairs the other day because there's a bog-off offer on.
Right, yeah.
But,
Do you not go for the multi-packs?
I need more. No. Don't get on with the multi-pack, me. How many holes is it acceptable to have in your pants before you chuck them away? Just want to throw it out there.
Were you counting the main hole?
Of course.
Wolf. Hang
one on. Hole and I'd throw them away.
Would you?
Yeah. Doing a hole
get you
in your
buying pants willy-nilly. Oh, yeah, I'll just chuck them away.
No, but to get a hole in your pants, you've had to have them for a few years, haven't you?
Just a few holes.
Oh, that's not a good look. The ones that you have on today, they don't have, apart from where the obvious holes should be, they don't have holes in them.
No, these are amazing.
Are you wearing them to show them to her when she comes in?
No, I just like to feel that I've got them on. You know what I mean?
Well, we all like to
makes me feel comfortable.
Yeah, okay.
Before a special interview, a special guest.
All right.
So well, I'm looking forward to Kesha
we'll
coming
we'll see
in.
If she wants to have a look at them, shall we?
Yeah, I think she might.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Most of the boys are saying that I should just keep them because their girlfriend doesn't like it, but, you know, a real man never throws his boxes away. That's what they're saying. What, never? What do you think Timmy Trendy would say? Holes in pants? Bang on trend?
Oh, no.
I think
not
he might.
Not for someone as high a quality as Timmy.
Kate says all her pants have got holes in because her dog eats them. Okay. All the girls are going, no, throw them away at once.
Mm.
I think there's about 4 or 5 holes, but I like them. I don't want to be parted with them.
What, would in each pair?
Yeah, quite a lot.
You need to clear out.
Do I need a pant amnesty?
Yeah. See, Chappers is a classy man. He wouldn't find any holes in his pants.
Can you tweet Timmy Trendy for me and just ask if it's BOT?
Okay, I will.
Thanks very much. And now it's time for Becky's favourite song of the moment.
Oh, no.
Makes her feel slightly uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable.
It's 50
Only because you kind of dance to it.
Look, it's a money-making idea. You need money at the moment. You love bargains. It's coming up to Christmas.
I could do with £1 million.
All you've got to do, he's offering you to have a baby by him and be a millionaire.
But do I get the money now, like up front, or do I have to wait 9 months?
I don't know.
Why are you doing a really dodgy sort of French accent?
Baby, baby.
He's not French.
That doesn't make it any more appealing.
I'm sure you can come to some...
I am tempted, but I think I need to think about it.
I think you should come to some kind of deal with Fiddy. Half now, half later. Anyway, we've got to play the song. Here's Bibi. Oh, Bibi, Bibi.
Have a baby by me, baby. Be a millionaire. Radio 1 Podcast.
50 Cent featuring...
What are you doing?
Featuring Neo. Have a Bibi, Bibi. Right, Becky?
Yes.
Guess where you can download that now if you like it.
Oh. And the annoying thing is I do quite like it, and I do like that sort of music, but just the way he's, like, the proposition he's making to me, I'm not... Right.
Is that how?
Like,
is that how you're going to dance it on pants? On, dance off pants?
I'm
off,
not dancing it. On, we've had this. I'm not doing it.
You are. I'm that's not. Gone into the production team that you've picked that track to dance to.
I need to get some new pants.
You need to get a better dance than what you're doing in front of us.
I know how we can answer this question about whether you should have a bibby bim.
He's not on the phone, is he?
No. Ask the Hoff.
Any question he will know.
Hoff's got a new...
is he in Sister Act?
He's got a new app for fancy phones where you can ask him anything. It's like a magic eight ball thing. You just shake the phone and he'll give you the answer to absolutely anything.
Any question he will know. He will know.
Right, go on then. I'll shake it up, OK?
Hi, Hoff.
Ask the question.
Should I have...
Hang on, there's an intro first.
I'm the Hoff. Think of me as your personal Buddha with fluffy hair.
There we are.
Hi, Hoff. Should I have 50 cents, baby, to get £1 million?
Shake it up.
The answer is yes. Trust me, I'm a doctor. No, not really. I'm David Hasselhoff.
So there we are.
So
ask again if you want.
Should I really become 50 cents, baby mama?
Hey, it's hard work being Hoffalicious. Ask me later.
Oh, I hate it when it does that.
David, is it worth the cash?
You know, I really wouldn't like to say right now.
Oh, come on, commit to it.
It's £1 million. Should I go for it?
I have just consulted my fantastically handsome brain, and the answer is...
No.
Yes!
Oh, okay, well, it's going to happen,
there
then.
There were two yeses there, then.
Bill Minier, see, that's how, that's how it works. Just ask the Hoff. He tells you.
Any question, Peter?
Anything you'd like to ask,
Chappers? No, I'm fine, actually, thanks.
You're right.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's this?
It's Nikki.
Hi, Nikki, what's going on?
Scott, I just wanted to say that Becky really needs to make sure that the $1 million is not Zimbabwean dollars, otherwise she's going to get about 1p for a money, or for a baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you need to check the currency with Philly before you agree to have a baby with him.
I just thought he was talking pounds.
Well, you should never assume anything, Becky.
Yeah.
I need to get this written into the contract.
You do?
Yeah.
God, I hope he's not dealing in Belarus rubles either.
Are they quite?
Yeah. You're not going to get money for that?
No, you wouldn't get much for that. Absolutely not, no.
What are these, 50? Oh, they are Belarus rubles. Because he does talk like that.
Yeah, with a strong French accent.
You need to be careful. Good point, well made, Nikki. Thank you, love you.
That's all right. Love you, Scott. Bye.
Get away, Fiddy, with your Estonian croon.
Yeah. It's unlikely he's going to be trading in Zimbabwean dollars, isn't it?
Or Belarus rubles, to be honest, but I would check.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Right, someone just texted in, Becky, right? If Fiddy tries to slip you a Vietnamese dong, do not accept the offer, because it'll be worth nothing, right?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
It's her first ever time on live radio. And she's scared, so be nice. It's Kesha.
Petrified. Thank you.
How are you?
I'm scared. I'm good.
It's all fine. Right, you know Kesha from this song. We love it. We made it our record of the week.
I love that you love it. And thank you for that, by the way.
Thank you. I've been reading your tweets, and I have to say, Kesha, there's some fruity language in there.
Sorry.
You're not going to do any of that today, are you?
No.
None of that saucy language,
no,
please.
No saucy anything.
Okay. Just checking. Good. So we love your track. Question everyone wants to know, first of all. Would you have a baby by 50 Cent for $1 million?
Yes.
You would?
Are you kidding? Okay. I did it for like 20 bucks.
Right, there we are. See? What's your problem? What's your problem?
Honestly, Becky.
Becky's saying no. The song
Maybe
grosses
Kesha
her out.
Maybe Kesha could have it and then we could split the money?
What?
To 20 bucks?
$1 million.
Woo! Go crazy.
I'm really not sure that I want to do it.
And he's is a real offer?
Yeah,
well, no, it's
just
a song.
All the time in his song going, have a baby, bear me, be a millionaire. I'm like, I'm 50, I'm not sure yet. You're just saying, yeah, do it.
Do it.
Go there.
good. Right, first off, we need you to pick a Christmas song. We're doing this with our guests at the moment. Thing is, we've never played anything that people want yet, but we're planning to with you. You're not allowed to have Driving Home for Christmas by Chris Rea.
Okay. Well, doesn't even know how about that one with the reindeer with the nose? you know what I'm talking. Yes,
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer.
That is the one.
Okay. Please. I was thinking more like Mariah Carey or Wham, but
oh, give me some Wham.
You want Wham? Okay. Wham.
This is rubbish. Every time when a guest gives a suggestion,
I kind of talked around to Wham there, didn't I?
You then say no and try and force your own choice on them.
Okay.
Well, the reindeer sounds really boring up against Wham.
Okay, Wham it is. Now, we got some things we need some more detail on, Kesha. There are three amazing stories, you know these, that we've heard. Are they true? And if they are, please give more detail.
Okay.
Sneaking into Prince's house.
True. I wanted him to, like, maybe produce a song on my record or something. Uh-huh. So I did wedge my body under his gate and pay the gardener $5 to get pulled up into his yard. And then his door was unlocked. What would you do?
I'd go in.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's fate.
Yeah.
It's a welcome sign.
What happened then?
And then, well, I kind of wandered around his house a bit, and then I felt kind of creepy, so I called my mom.
Did you go through cupboards and stuff? I would have.
No, I saw a bedroom, though.
Did you?
I was tempted, but...
Was everything purple by any chance?
Yes. Yeah. His driveway was lined with purple velvet. Ridiculous. Everything in his house was purple.
Does he have a big bed or a very little bed?
I didn't go there.
Oh, right, okay.
I wanted
See, I would have bounced up and down on it a bit.
What if he was doing that? That'd be so awkward.
Okay, so, and then he chucked you out.
No, I mean, he was playing guitar. The end of the story is he was playing Prince music all over his house, which I would do if I was Prince. But
so he plays his own CDs everywhere.
I would do.
Yeah, okay.
If they were that good. And then I walked in on him having band rehearsal, playing guitar, like 10 feet away from me. And didn't know what to do, called my mom, had a panic attack, and gave him my CD, and then got kicked out.
Fair play to, for trying, though. That's really good. Did he produce your record?
Not yet.
No. Okay, next one. Vomiting in Paris Hilton's closet.
Vomiting?
Yeah, being sick.
Puking.
Barfing.
Yeah.
Okay. I did. I thought it was the bathroom, but it was so big. Mm. And so I just kind of Ralphed all of her shoes. But I didn't mean to.
What, a lot of shoes or just one pair?
Oh, I got them all.
I love this. And this is my favorite one. I like you a lot. Weeing in a sink.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Some websites are saying it was a pub in London and Pixie Lott was watching.
That was Lily Allen.
Oh, was it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Why did you do that? Couldn't be bothered to wait.
When you gotta go.
Yeah.
You gotta go. It's much easier for men. Yeah. You guys would never understand.
Okay. So you just thought, yep, I'm doing that?
How come you love it when Kesha does it? But when I said I did it yesterday, you went, ew, gross, and like moved on.
Well,
is there some sort of favouritism going on here?
No. I don't know.
There is, because you're smiling now.
Kesha could just maybe pull it off more. I don't know.
I was singing Total Eclipse of the Heart at the same time.
Maybe that's what I need
to
do.
Big difference.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, do that next time. So they're all true. There have to be more. Tell us one story you haven't told anyone before, ever.
Oh, no. Don't do this to me.
Come on. You've got a pretty good track record. You've sneaked into Prince's house, you've vomited in Paris Hilton's closet, and you've weeded in the sink. There must be something else.
I mean, there's so many things. Let me just think about this. Have you heard my song Party at a Rich Dude's House?
Right, yeah.
So, I can't go there. let me think about
Please.
dudes, okay. Recently, I was trying to sneak into this show because I think it's really fun to like sneak into shows all the time. And this guy convinced me he was part of the band. So I made out with him and I turn over his little laminate and he's a roadie. He was carrying the amplifiers on stage for the opening band. I was mortified.
Rubbish.
Mortified.
So you had a proper snog with him?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And then you're like, oh, you're a roadie. What did you say to him?
And I was like, really? Well, at least sneak me in with the amp. And they did, so.
Brilliant. Is there anything you want to ask the Hoff? Because we just found this new thing on our phone where you can ask him anything. Listen.
Any question, he will know. He will know.
That's amazing.
Any question, you can ask the Hoff. Go on.
Okay. Have you ever seen the picture of him laying with the puppies?
Mm-hmm. I have just consulted my fantastically handsome brain, and the answer is Yes!
Well, yeah. That wasn't really the question, but...
okay. Oh, the one of him sprawled out, like, one of him sprawled out naked.
Were you really naked with two tiny puppies on you?
You know, I really wouldn't like to say right now.
That's appropriate.
Yeah. See, I take that as a yes.
Anything else?
Did he really make a rap record?
You know what? I know you don't know what, because that's why you asked me. I think you could be right.
Just shake up the phone and give you an answer.
Oh, wow.
He made a rap record.
Or a record of some sort, right?
Oh, he's made a lot of records, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. It's like well-known information?
Yeah, way in Germany and Austria. I went to live in his house for 4 days.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Like, you met him?
I met him and I went to live in LA with him for 4 days for
was
a TV show.
Was he naked with puppies?
No, sadly not. No, it was fun. Now, you're mates with one of our favourites, Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Are you good mates?
I haven't seen her in a minute because she's on tour, but yeah.
Okay. What do you think of her going out with that Russell Brand?
I think that's fantastic. He's a babe. Go, yeah. Katie.
Okay. Apparently they call each other every 15 minutes.
Oh, that's obnoxious.
That'll pass, though. You know? That won't happen forever. So Russell gets the seal of approval from you?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Can I ask as well, because we were talking about this the other day, when did you start putting the dollar sign in your name? Because I'm thinking of doing it with the S in mine.
You should. Absolutely. You should change it on your birth certificate. Yeah. I actually was kind of, how do you say this, in an appropriate way.
Mm-hmm.
I was...
Live radio.
I was... I was broke, and I was on that song with Flo Rida, the Right Round song. And I literally had $3... And I couldn't buy myself a taco. And I was like, this is a bummer. And my friend was like, no, it's okay. Your money. And I said, yeah. And then I got a bad tattoo of a dollar sign on my hand.
And there we are.
And there we are. But it was really just, it was kind of being funny at the time.
Okay.
And didn't have any money. So I thought I personally could embody money.
Okay, cool. Is it on your birth certificate?
Duh.
No. Passport?
I am sorry about him.
I meant passport. Why did I say that? Passport.
Passport?
It's not on that either, is it? No.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, whatever.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay. We like you because you're fun, but you've got a record saying that some pop stars are a bit boring. Who?
Who?
Yeah, who's boring?
I didn't say that.
Well, okay. Who's boring anyway?
Who's boring? I don't know anybody's name. That girl from that show, The Hills, that one girl with the eyes that look up all the time.
Lauren?
No, the other one.
Audrina?
That one.
Mm. She's boring.
But she has big boobs, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, cool. Anyone else?
Boring. No, I haven't really met anybody.
Well, who's exciting then?
Who's exciting? Yeah. We can play this game. Yeah. Okay, the guys in 3-6 Mafia, they're really exciting.
Okay.
They're amazing. They actually got me recording on a few of their songs, so that's exciting. And the guys in 303, do you know who they are?
Yeah, we like them.
I love them. They're hilarious.
Yeah.
They're okay. Mates of mine, as okay. You guys would say over here.
Mates.
It's so cute.
One more thing before we play the track. Apparently, you're like this, Chappers, you live with loads of hot girls in LA.
Oh, tons, like dozens. Right. Baker's dozen.
How big is your house?
Really big. I've actually never been to parts of it. Because... It's, like, really big.
Right.
But I don't, like, it's
so
not my
house. So every time you go in, you're like, oh, I've not seen this before.
Well, no, I just don't, it's the scary side. I just moved out, though, because it's haunted. But I did have, like, I think more or less 9 roommates.
Right, you moved out because it was haunted.
How do you know it's haunted?
Because I got haunted on.
Really?
By this ghost all the time. I woke up, it woke me up, I sound mental. I know.
Okay.
But...
No, we're going with it. It's fine. Go on.
Just go with me here for a second. So I got haunted on just like a little bit. And I was like, well, that's a pain.
What
and
happened?
He would just like follow me around and wake me up. And then I started having really crazy dreams. And he would wake me up every night at 3:30. Every night. This doesn't happen in normal houses. Okay. And so then the ghost wakes me up. And I'm like, that... you know, is inappropriate behavior. And then I look at the wall and there's the shadow of like a monster or like a ghost or sometimes it's an alien and I really, really don't like aliens.
No.
The all ghost right. Woke you up with inappropriate behavior? Is that what you just said?
I would never move if that happens.
Wow. Okay. And who are the hot girls that you live with, please? Well, you did before you got haunted by the ghosts of inappropriate behaviour.
It's just like all my friends are hot babes.
Okay.
The ghost haunt all of them?
No, just me.
Just you.
Wow. Just me.
That's annoying, isn't it?
It's so annoying.
I'm having a lovely time. Are you?
Oh, so much fun.
Yeah, it's good.
You're the best.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, thanks for coming today. So tell us about you've got a new album, right?
I do. It comes out, I believe, the 4th of January. And I'm picking album covers as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Animal. Because I want, when you listen to it, all your animal instincts to come out.
Okay. Well, I'll have a go. I can't promise. Because you're like getting big all over the world now. You have number one in Australia at the moment. Where's the favourite place you've been so far out of everywhere?
Here.
Why?
It's my favourite.
I bet you say that to all
no,
the countries.
No, it's the truth.
Really,
I
why?
Speak the truth. I like everything about it. You guys are just so sweet and cute. And when you talk, it's so nice to listen to. You have amazing music.
Yeah.
Your hands smell good.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm just gone a bit red. I don't know why.
Oh.
Now, you say that you write a lot of your songs after, like, mad nights out.
I do, sometimes.
Okay. Who have you... Do you write for other people?
Yeah, I write for other people. Yeah, I wrote for Miley Cyrus, the title track of her new record. It's called The Time of Our Lives. I wrote on that. And then I wrote a song called This Love for the Veronicas.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'd quite like to have a night out with you, would you, Becky?
Yeah, definitely.
You can come as well.
It gets fun. Thanks.
What would we do?
We'd get crazy. I don't know. We'd take it one step at a time, see where the night takes us. Mm-hmm. I don't like to plan too much.
Okay.
Last night I went to some place called Mahiki?
Yes.
Mahuko. Something like that?
Mahulo.
Something like that.
Yes? And what happened?
And they gave me a treasure chest full of champagne. And it was awesome.
We definitely want to go out with
you.
We
want to go out with you.
Definitely.
Definitely.
I was into it. I was like, yes.
Wow. I love it. Okay, thank you so much for coming in. We've got to do the news and stuff now.
Ew.
Don't say that. Tulip sat right there.
I'm just kidding. It sounds so fun.
What, the news? No, it's not that much fun, but will you come back and see us again?
Duh. Thanks for playing my record.
You are actual mad, and I love it. Thank you, Kesha.
Bye.
Podcast. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
It's Richard.
Richard, where are you today?
I'm in my house in Swansea, just chilling.
How can I help?
Well, I think Kesha, even, she's brilliant, and I really want to go out to the party for her.
Yeah, so do I. Do you think it'll all end in tears, though? I do.
I don't mind, to be honest, as long as it's a fun night out.
Oh, okay. Right, do you want me to be there, or would you rather go on your own?
Prefer on my own, but I don't mind if you tag along, you know.
Oh, no, it will be you that's tagging along, actually. We have to go to that place, though, where you get a treasure chest of champagne, Mahuluhuahaku, or whatever it was called.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, is there one in Swansea?
I don't know.
Mahulu? What was it called? Ahohuahua. Yeah, have you got one there? We can go to Swansea. So. I'll bring her to Swansea, yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. I think she might be a bit of a handful, but I think we'll have fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, I'll set it up. I love you.
I love you too.
Radio 1 Podcast.
And now...
Oh! What's the curtain?
It's our daily guessing game quiz. Text me your scores. I like to read them. 81199.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Do you?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Sometimes he even reads them out during Newsbeat.
Thanks for listening.
Chaps have gone home by then.
Okay, let's do our first one.
What, for 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, what's the curtain?
First one. Imagine you were an inventor, okay?
Yeah.
You're there in your lab. Ooh. What would you invent that hasn't already been invented?
Does it have to correspond to a sound effect off the 1950s CD?
No. Didn't have CDs in the 50s, but I'll let you have that.
But it's been dubbed onto CD, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What would I invent?
Yes. I think your lab stopped working.
It does, because it takes a while. I'd invent a football boot that every time I kick the ball, I scored a goal.
Okay. Ooh. Well, we went to Stupid Street earlier.
And a fit woman who doesn't nag me all the time.
We went to Stupid Street earlier, and we asked them...
Why are you grimacing at me like that? What's
wrong?
That's
an amazing adventure.
Well, trust me, it would be an amazing adventure.
Wow, yeah. Might be
slightly...
And a man that actually does something for a change.
Oh, God.
How sexist are you?
Hello?
Has this turned into Loose Women?
It's like Battle of the Sexes.
Who? We went onto Stupid Street,
yeah,
and asked them, if you could invent anything that's not already been invented, what would it be? I'll give you a point if you get any of the answers they gave. Invention that's not out yet, not been invented.
Chocolate that doesn't make you fat.
That's really weird. That's exactly what I was about to say.
See, all this mic taking, we're on the same level, yeah.
I'll go for...
just say toaster or something.
A toaster.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
We went onto Stupid Street and asked them, what would you invent that's not already been done?
If you could invent anything that hasn't already been invented, what would you invent? Shoes with wheels on them. So that I could get everywhere that I wanted very quickly.
They're not like rollerblades.
Not at all like rollerblades.
I don't know, because the other day I was at home and I thought about something to invent, but now I can't remember what it was. It's like, I can't remember.
So you were sitting at home and you thought, I know, I really want to invent something.
Yeah, I thought about something. It was really random. I was like, oh, I could invent this. And then I just thought it might be stupid and I just can't remember what it is now that you asked. See, I should have written it down. If I remember and you're still here, I'll come back and find you and tell you.
If you could invent anything, what would it be?
It'd definitely be Bernard's watch, wouldn't it? Bernard's watch, you know, you stop time. Cheeky, you know what I mean?
What would you do with it?
Bernard's watch, I'd stop time. I'd go into NatWest and I'd definitely take all their money.
So that's kind of encouraging criminal activity.
No, it's not. It's just fun. It's Bernard's watch.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Come on, don't be tight.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Me and you, right? Bernard's watch. We could have a right do. It's my first time in London. It's brilliant. It's like New York, but not.
I'd invent surround sound headphones. They would play surround sound, like you could listen to movies with the proper sound of your headphones.
Wouldn't that do damage to your ears?
Sorry?
Wouldn't that do damage to your ears?
Sorry, I didn't catch you. Well, what'd you say?
Wouldn't that do any damage to your ears?
No, it wouldn't. No.
Anything in the world ever. It's all up to you. What could you invent?
A socks putter on her.
Sorry, what was that one?
That puts the socks on for you.
Something that puts the socks on for you?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have a difficulty doing that?
Not really, just it would be nice.
All right, if Bernard's watch weren't real...
It's not real.
It is real.
It's not real.
Just a little bit.
It's not real.
Well, I'd have a Topshop voucher.
Topshop voucher.
For $1 million.
Wow, he was something else, wasn't he? I don't think any of them were in there.
No, I don't. I don't think they were.
Imagine shoes with wheels on. Wouldn't that be brilliant?
Oh, what's occurring?
I love the Stupid Street so much. Next one, Chappers.
Yeah,
you do a podcast, don't you?
I do a podcast.
What's that about then?
It's about football.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. It's a kind of weekly football podcast.
And what's it called?
It's called Chappers Premier League Podcast, I think.
Okay.
I don't know. I never give the title of the podcast. I just kind of say hello and start talking. I think it's called that, anyhow.
Very good.
It does very. Thank you very.
Does well, doesn't it?
It does do very well. Yeah.
Checked it out.
Astonishingly. Well, not astonishingly. Obviously, it's got good guests on it. But yeah.
Best thing is, one of our eagle-eared listeners has. Has emailed in.
God, what
now,
have I done
apparently,
now?
Your co-host on it is called... What's his name?
No. There's no co-host on it. There are just regular guests.
Right,
For God's sake, don't refer to Graham Pohl as a co-host, because
his head won't fit through the studio door next time.
Oh, so he's not a co-host?
He's not a co-host, he's just a guest.
Okay.
I presume we're talking about Graham and not Kevin.
What's his name?
His name is... Oh, are we talking about Kevin?
Paul?
Are we talking about Kevin Day?
No, the other
not
one.
Not Kevin Day.
No.
Graham Paul.
Graham.
Graham Paul.
Oh.
Is he related to Graham Paul?
I'm not being funny, chappers, but why didn't you tell them that he had a name that you can't pronounce?
Because I've done it. He's been on the podcast for over 18 months, and it was only in the last 3 or 4 months
that his name.
I'm aware that I have a problem saying Graham. Stop it!
Poor Graham.
I know. Poor Graham, you can't say his name. Also, it's true, this.
Where is this going?
No,
it's you horrible
true.
Orange
I
man.
I thought you'd have told, because on your six, when you do 606, yeah. You're not allowed to phone up. Are you, if your name's Graham?
You're not allowed to phone up, are you?
What, you've banned if you're called Graham? That isn't true.
It is.
That
isn't true. And when
don't
you
let Graham.
Scott, you said, don't put any callers through called Graham.
And also, I know for a fact that on your ESPN show,
yes.
You don't allow anybody on called Graham.
That is not.
So if you are called Graham, please do not ever phone up Chappers, because you won't get through.
Even if your name isn't Graham, but you are Graham just for that day, phone in on 5 Live for 606.
Anyway, how many times did you say Graham on your last podcast?
How many times?
Yeah, Graham.
Not. Seven. Are you getting this?
Becky?
22.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
I hate you all.
Here's Chappers and Graham.
Hello, it's a fascinating podcast this week with myself, Roy Meredith, Graham Pohl and Kevin Day. We also meet the man who rebuilt Graham's brain. Graham, shut up. Shut up now. So, questions to Graham then. I saw an interview with Graham Souness last night. Co-written by Graham. What on earth did you do with Graham?
Seven.
Oh, you deserved that mark.
That's amazing.
That is astonishing. I got that right.
Amazing.
That
your own podcast.
That was a pure guess.
Yeah, not that many. You get a point. Well done.
Oh, what's occurring?
Last one.
That's like one of your questions, isn't it? It's like one of the things you spot where you expect it to be a lot more than it actually turned out to be.
Yes, it is. You know our game, just for the pun of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's back. We've not done this for a while. What we do is we call up somewhere and try and get as many puns in relating to that place as possible. Now, Becky's got an unfair advantage here because she made this call, but she won't remember anyway. She never does. So, Becky was doing Australian puns today in her hot Australian voice.
Oh, good, good, good.
Okay? So she phoned a hostel in Australia. My question to both of you, how many Australian puns could Becky get into the conversation to the Australian hostel? Becky?
4. Oh, I'm trying to...
4.
Oh, no, some of them are rubbish.
I'll go 7 again. It's my lucky number.
All right, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
How many puns can we get in Australian ones on Just for the Pun of It when we call actual Australia?
Daniel.
G'day, how are you going?
Good, mate, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm looking for a quality hotel for me, my friend Sydney, Veggie and my friend Mel. Born
You're
in London but coming to Australia with us.
You're I know looking you guys for a koala are... hotel?
No, a quality hotel. It's fine, I know you guys are hostel, but you're still good quality.
Good quality. Did you say good quality or good koala?
Quality.
Quality. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, sorry, mate. how many kangaroos do you have available at the moment?
Kangaroos? We don't have kangaroos.
Rooms. We went to that other hostel last year, but this time we've decided to give it a wide berth.
Sorry, I'm not understanding you. What are you trying to get at?
I'm just trying to get a room for me and my friends.
For which dates?
For tomorrow and the next 2 nights. Actually, my friend Veggie might prefer to come next week.
Oh,
Hello? Hello? I think it's Kylie Unlikely he's still there.
Hey, you got one in when he hung up. So, unbelievably, it was 7 again. It's your lucky number.
Have you got any kangaroos?
Chappers wins today's Oh, What's Occurring? Let me know how you did.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.